This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have our social media site that we are the operators of. There's no big tech media corporation that is in charge over there. So that means you have more freedom to speak, more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. Once again, it's social.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the lack of freedom in many places for expression, like Canada, where they're now prohibiting RT, the Russia Today, the Russian-funded media that's basically, you know, it's propaganda, but to their credit, it's better journalism than you're going to get in the Western media from what I've seen. I've been a fan of RT for quite a long time, because their reporting actually does question the governments of the United States and elsewhere. Obviously, they're not going to be too critical of the Russian government. But that said, there's a story right here from RT talking about how Russia is now criminalizing quote-unquote disinformation about its own military. So they do report on what's really happening in Russia. They're not just like trying to make it sound like Russia's some sort of free speech place. It's not.
And I'm surprised they ran that story.
Yeah, and there have been other ones like this in their reports. So, but just to finish up here from the story about the RT ban in Canada, it's a decision by the Canadian Radio Television Communications Commission or Telecommunications Commission. It comes a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed Canadian lawmakers asking them to support the government in Kyiv. They're claiming that over 1.3 million Canadians claim at least some Ukrainian descent, compared to just over 600,000 with Russian heritage. So screw the Russian people of Canada. They don't get to watch anything from their home country. Quote, freedom of speech, range of perspectives are our democracy. However, it is a privilege and not a right to be broadcast in Canada, said the CRTC boss Ian Scott.
That's so gross.
In a statement on Wednesday, three major Canadian TV providers, Rogers, Bell, and Shaw, all announced they would be dropping RT back on February 27th, so long before the government mandated it. Most of the major providers already dropped RT. Shaw promised its clients a credit on the next bill after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he would ask the CRTC to look into a ban. Access Communications did so as well. While RT International continues to broadcast, RT France stopped operations on March 3rd after the EU banned RT and Sputnik as, quote, Russian propaganda, unquote, regarding Moscow's decision to send troops into Ukraine.
This should come as no surprise, though, really, if you think about it. Didn't Canada, like maybe 10 years ago, didn't they, like, ban hate speech?
Yeah, yeah.
They made it a criminal thing. You're not allowed to say hate things,
well,
correct, or whatever.
I think that that's correct, and also they made it a crime to accidentally use the wrong pronoun talking about somebody in at least one of their provinces. I don't know if it's all of them.
Yeah, Canada's nuts, and if you weren't sure about that, just look at how they handled the COVID situation. They were actually one of the most oppressive they were the most oppressive in all of North America. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Probably even worse than, basically take what San Francisco was doing and make it nationwide. And that's, you've got
Canada. Nutty. That's nutty.
So, anyway, the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So, if you want to see RT, You can still go to their website unless you're in a country like, you know, in Europe, where that's actually being prohibited by the internet service providers, from what I understand. So you'd have to go on a virtual private network in order to access RT's website. But Odyssey, the streaming and the video platform that we are on over at watch.freetalklive.com, that takes you right to our live stream, or video.freetalklive.com will take you to our Odyssey channel. If you go up and you type in RT into the search up there, then you will be able to find RT's channel. You'll be able to find their news packages that they've put together, and even their live stream, which is getting harder and harder to do. As I was saying before, they used to be on free-to-air satellite, which is where we have a channel. LRN.fm has an audio channel up there. RT was a mainstay for as long as I've known about free-to-air satellite. It's gone now.
Wow.
It's gone. I don't know if that was their decision to pull their channel or if the satellite company pulled it off on their own volition. I've never seen any reports about that, but the channel is gone. So
how would Odyssey work with that? How would could other countries shut down Odyssey in their areas?
They could. Yeah.
How do you think that would work?
They haven't done that yet, but they could. They would basically do what the European Union did and, you know, just tell their internet service providers that you cannot allow your customers to go to this URL.
Hmm.
Don't give them any ideas. I mean, I don't think they've done that yet, per se. But for right now, Odyssey is one of the few places on the planet where you can actually get the Russia Today content.
But Odyssey funnels straight through to library blockchain, right? So
yes and no. So Odyssey was built on Library, which, for listeners that don't know, is a media sharing protocol. So protocol means it's uncensorable. Anyone can use it. Library is amazing. People should check it out, lbry.com, to learn more about that technology, and you can get involved in it. Odyssey is kind of like a pretty cover for Library. It's sort of a front end, if you will, for Library, but there's more to Odyssey than just Library in the behind the scenes and the guts. Odyssey also uses what's called a content delivery network, which is a centralized server, or a series of centralized servers. And the reason they do that is because they want to compete with YouTube. And the fact is, if you have a video on Library that only has one or two people seeding the video, it may not be very fast. It'll be there, but it might not come to your computer quickly. So they want to make sure that anything that you click on is going to come fast, and so they do have their inventory, their videos cached on a server.
I wondered about that before, because I heard that Library works by people seeding each video.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered, like, are there some videos that just won't work if nobody's seeding them? But I guess that's what Odyssey fixes.
Technically, Odyssey itself acts as a seed for Library's content, with the exception of porn, which they don't want on Odyssey. But again, if you want to upload a porn video to Library, no one can stop you. It is essentially a completely uncensorable protocol. But because Odyssey is a platform that's built on top of Library, they can say yay or nay to certain things.
Right.
And Odyssey says yes to free speech generally. There are only a few categories that they don't want on their platform. So kudos to Odyssey for being with it on this. They're making the right choice. So in other news out of Russia, the mainstream media, the Western mainstream media, is reporting on Putin's speech. He gave another speech recently, and like a lot of politicians, he tends to be pretty verbose. I've read one of his speeches, or looked over most of one of his speeches from a few weeks ago, and some of it was actually pretty interesting. I considered sharing it on the air, but I ended up choosing not to, just because the whole thing was just too long. I've got two perspectives here. Your media perspective on the speech, and then RT's perspective on the speech. So here's what Yahoo News is reporting, and this is actually from Alexander Nazarian, the White House correspondent there. The speech that Russian President Vladimir Putin made on Wednesday bore the hallmarks of unapologetic authoritarianism, said Russian experts and observers. Quote, "We are well post-1934, said Nina Khrushcheva, a professor of international relations at the New School in New York City, referencing the year when Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin began his murderous purge.
Oh, I thought she was referencing the book, and I was like, yep, we are well past that here in America.
Putin is an unabashed admirer of Stalin and has worked successfully in Russia to rehabilitate his image. I think they mean Stalin's image, which suffered for years after a posthumous denunciation in 1956 by Khrushchev's great-grandfather Nikita Khrushchev, the then Soviet leader. In his unsettling remarks, Putin lashed out at national traitors he blamed for undermining the war he launched against Ukraine. We'll talk more about this, and this may tie in with your theory that Putin is a communist. So we'll hear more about that on the way. The number is 603-283.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to compare some propaganda coming up here. And by the way, I did try to find the actual speech from the Russian government website, the Kremlin site, it's being blocked, or it's not working, or maybe it's being DDoSed, as they call it, denial of service attacked. I've heard that those things are happening against Russian websites, so it's very difficult to get on. I did pull up a cache version on Google Cache, but I could not find an English translation of the speech that we're going to be talking about. So what we're going to do is going to share two perspectives, the Western media perspective and then the RT perspective on this speech. And you decide for yourself as far as, you know, what the content was and what it means to you. But this is from Yahoo News and Alexander Nazarian, their senior White House correspondent, saying that some purported experts in the United States are saying that Putin's speech sounded a lot like Stalin. In his unsettling remarks, Putin lashed out at quote-unquote national traitors. He blamed for undermining the war that he launched against Ukraine. Olga Lautman, a senior fellow at the Center for European Policy Analysis, wrote on Twitter, quote, Putin really wants to take Russia back to Stalin days. He has always emulated Stalin, and this speech is definitely angrier and stronger than previous speeches, unquote. President Biden said Wednesday that Putin is a war criminal and that rhetoric the Russian leader used was strikingly similar to the language that authoritarians have developed to demonize, persecute, and kill ethnic minorities and political opposition groups. And of course, I love that they're positioning the Russian guy as the authoritarian and Joe Biden as this, you know, leader of the free world.
The non-war criminal.
Exactly, even though he's been dropping bombs on, you know, various places in the Middle East, just like every president.
Well, it was an accident when he killed those children in Afghanistan.
Even as Western efforts at diplomacy continue, the Kremlin remains in the grip of profound geopolitical grievance, which could make a peace settlement difficult. Putin said true Russians would, quote, always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors, unquote, presumably a reference to Russians who have protested his invasion of Ukraine in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Thousands with the means to do so have left Russia, which is facing widespread cultural and economic isolation. Russia, according to Putin, said, quote, will simply spit them out like an insect in their mouth, spit them onto the pavement, unquote, he said of the Russian fifth columnists with Western sympathies.
That's gross.
American investor Bill Browder, who's become a nemesis of Putin after exposing corruption in the Kremlin, said on Twitter, quote, this is very, very scary. The language is unbelievable, unquote. Khrushcheva told Yahoo News, quote, this whole speech was pure Dr. Strangelove, bodily fluids, purification, and whatnot, she said.
You haven't seen that movie, have you?
I've not, no.
I haven't either.
That's like one of my favorite movies. You guys would both love that movie.
Referencing Stanley Kubrick's classic 1964 satire about nuclear war, she said, very Hollywood, it's happening to us, not on screen, she wrote in an email. Putin clearly sees Russia as the victim, denouncing the economic blitzkrieg of Western sanctions in his remarks, a reference to Adolf Hitler's favorite mode of sudden overwhelming attack.
Oh my God, people use the word blitzkrieg for all the time. You could be like, oh, I got so many customers today, it was like a blitzkrieg. They just had to throw the word Adolf Hitler in there, which, I mean, obviously he is being authoritarian with the things he's saying, like, we're going to spit out people who aren't being true Russians because they're protesting what I'm doing, but it's just so obvious when they're trying to paint someone some certain way.
Yeah, and they've been doing that for weeks now, trying to paint Putin as the new Hitler, when, of course, Putin is actually saying that he's the one going after the Nazis.
Yes.
And the reality, of course, is that there are Nazis in Ukraine, mm-hmm. and they are in the Ukrainian Defense Force. They're called the Azov Battalion. And I just saw a photo today, and again, you never know what's true or not, but allegedly showing the Azov Battalion being given, you know, weapons from NATO or from the United States. So
it's really weird, though, because there's so many Jewish people in Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage of Jewish people is there, whether it's high or not. The fact is there are a large number of Nazis that exist there, and they've gotten themselves into positions of influence. So those people who are supporting giving billions of dollars to the Ukrainian government, I mean, ultimately some of that's going to find its way into the hands of the Nazis.
You would think.
As are some of these weapons.
Maybe they mean it in a different way than I'm interpreting it. Like, maybe they just mean it as, oh, we're Ukrainian nationalists and not, like, anti-Jews specifically, like Adolf Hitler. I don't know.
I mean, they do fly Nazi flags, so, I mean...
And in reality, Vladimir Putin probably doesn't care if they're Nazis or not. It's just something
it's
that
something
he gets to put a pin in. You know? Oh, look at the bad Nazis. That's who I'm going after. You know, it's an excuse.
So, he said, let's see, quote, I want to be as direct as possible. Hostile geopolitical designs lie behind the hypocritical talk and recent actions of the so-called collective West, said Putin, according to an English language. Oh, here's a transcript provided by the Kremlin. I will check that in a bit. Quote, they have no use, simply no use for a strong and sovereign Russia, and they will not forgive us for our independent policy or for standing up for our national interests, unquote. Putin has maintained he intends to, or needed to invade Ukraine to, quote, denazify and demilitarize, unquote, the country, but also fears that the Western sphere of influence is increasingly close to Russia's borders. The event Wednesday was billed by the Kremlin as a discussion between Putin and regional leaders about socioeconomic support. It was a brief section of Putin's comments from his introduction, however, that caught the attention of social media users, with millions having viewed a short clip in which he caustically pointed his finger at Russians who have grown rich during his tenure but are now abandoning the country as it becomes an international pariah. Quote, I do not in the least condemn those who have villas in Miami or in the French Riviera, who cannot make do without foie gras, oysters, or gender freedom, as they call it. That is not the problem, not at all, Putin said, referencing the standard of living that Russians have enjoyed since he stabilized the economy after a chaotic period of unfettered capitalism in the 1990s.
It's just so funny. Gender freedom, as they call it. It's called being gay, Putin.
He also played on long-standing Russian feelings of inferiority relative to the West, reminding supposedly disloyal critics of his Ukrainian campaign that they would never be allowed into, quote, the superior caste, the superior race, unquote, of Western society. The West, he suggested, sees Russians not as equals, but as expendable raw material to be exploited. The speech left Lautman of the Center for European Policy Analysis stunned. Quote, everyone soon will be fifth columnist as Putin gets more enraged, she told Yahoo News. There will be a purge from his agencies, military, and everyday citizens. It was really a dark speech.
You know, if you look at the people who are talking here, this lady sounds to me like a Trotskyist, like a typical New York City
leftist
yeah. But not a Stalinist, a Trotskyist. The neocons are all Trotskyists, right?
Now, what is a Trotskyist?
A Trotskyist, so Trotsky was another Russian revolutionary at the same time as Stalin and their ilk. They came to butt heads at one point. Stalin sought to have Trotsky killed.
And did he?
I think he eventually did end up finding him and getting him killed. But Trotskyism became very popular in New York City in the 30s and 40s as well. And Trotsky was here talking in those days. And the neocon movement was founded.
So he was a commie as well?
Yes. So the neocons, I think we're having a fight between neocons and Stalinist commies.
We'll continue. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, the British Defense Ministry is laying out how things are going for the Russians. According to them, Russian progress has stalled largely on all fronts. Russian forces have made minimal progress on land, sea, or air in recent days, and they continue to suffer heavy losses in personnel. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul putting the loss of Russian soldiers in perspective on Fox News.
7,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in the last 20 days. That's the losses we sustained in Iraq and Afghanistan over 20 years.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing her efforts to get more COVID relief aid approved. The California Democrat arguing the fight against COVID is not over and nothing to mess with. USA Radio News. The United Nations is continuing to speak out as refugees continue to leave Ukraine.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations is reporting on Thursday that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mortgage rates are hitting a level not seen in nearly 3 years. Freddie Mac says that figure has surpassed 4%. The mortgage loan company saying it's the first time that happened since May of 2019. Its chief economist warning the Fed Reserve's actions to have interest rates raised now and in the future means mortgage rates will likely follow the same trajectory. At the closing bell, the Dow jumping 417 points to close at 34,480. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss here. The number 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
There's lots in the news that we can talk about. We're in the middle of comparing some propaganda here. We have the Western propaganda from Yahoo News reporting on Vladimir Putin's recent speech that was given yesterday, apparently, as he met with regional heads to discuss measures of socioeconomic support. And the people that they spoke with, which you believe, Matt, may be Trotskyite or Trotskyist supporters, maybe from leftist universities. They definitely do cite somebody here from, I forget which university in New York City.
NYU.
New School.
New,
oh, school,
new school, yeah.
In New York City. And not that we're saying that Stalin was a great guy, but neither was this Trotsky character.
He's both garbage.
Right.
Absolute trash.
I didn't know a whole lot about Trotsky. You knew a thing or two. I went and pulled up some information. Apparently he was a Marxist adherent, an orthodox Marxist, as he described himself.
So he, in the 30s, or maybe it was even earlier than that, but he went on a speaking tour. Basically, he was on the run from Russia, but while he was at it, he decided to do some speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. And he, when he's in the United States, one of the things he tried to do, this is before the Cold War, really, so one of the things he tried to do was get into students' heads. So he went to NYU, which was a very open-thinking college in general. They would meet in this lunchroom, this part of the lunchroom called Alcove 1, and there were a group of Stalinist commies who would meet in Alcove 2, and they would have lunch, and they would talk about commie things. And they were always at odds with each other because the Trotskyists didn't agree with the methods and the beliefs of the Alcove 2 people, obviously. And
so what you're saying is the communists can't even agree on how to
do
communism.
Never do. They never do. They're always constantly fighting in communism. They don't get along.
That's why they'll exterminate the other communists.
Yes, they're always. And if you even look at just like the stuff you can see today in the news, they're always eating their own. Mm-hmm. They're always eating their own. It's nonstop, constant. There's no support between them. And at the end of the day, what they really need to realize is communism is a failure because it's anti-human nature.
Absolutely.
And you are all individuals, whether you like it or not. You will be at odds with other people because you are an individual.
And free market trading and action is just like such a humanizing thing to do with other people. Like, you might not know anything about this country, but then you find out they make rubber and you need rubber, you gotta trade with them, and then if you end up with people from your country marrying people from their country, it humanizes them, and it's a like, without that you can't be friends. Mm-hmm. You can't be friends with people.
You're saying free trade brings people together?
Yeah, you can't be friends with people who you're being stolen from in order to support them, you know?
Yeah, where goods and services can't cross borders, soldiers
will. So let's go to this other interpretation. So we read the Western interpretation of the police saying that it was Stalin-esque. He's calling out, you know, going to exterminate his own people now, right? That's what they're saying. Here's RT's report about it. Headline, Putin on Ukraine and the West. Key takeaways from his latest speech. The collective West clinging on its crumbling dominance has been the ultimate driver of the crisis, said Russian president. He gave an extensive speech, which is why we're not going to read the whole thing, on the Ukrainian crisis Wednesday as he met with regional heads to discuss socioeconomic support to counter the wave of anti-Russian sanctions, much of which, as we've been reporting, is voluntary. A lot of the quote-unquote sanctions that are going on are just mega corporations deciding to cut off business with the Russian people. Not hurting the Russian oligarchs, not hurting Putin and his, you know, cronies.
Hey, regular people.
But hurting regular people and, you know, making it so they can't eat McDonald's or rent an Airbnb or go on Netflix or grab a video game from Sony or Nintendo. That's what we're talking about here. But Putin provided his take on the ongoing conflict with Ukraine, its causes, and the goals Russia pursues. Launching the, quote, special military operation, unquote, was the only option Russia had left to end the years-long bloodshed in eastern Ukraine, said Putin. At the same time, limiting its scope to the breakaway Donbass republics would only push the front line westwards rather than defuse the situation, he noted. While waging the war against the breakaway regions of Donbass, Kyiv has been preparing for a broad offensive to recapture them, said Putin.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy that he couldn't have just stopped in the Donbass regions, because if the Donbass regions were being bombed by Kyiv because they wanted to become independent, I don't see why he couldn't have just went in there and helped them like he was claiming he was doing and then stopped there.
Well, I think his claim is that he wanted to stop the bombings and the attacks from continuing against those regions.
He couldn't have done it from there. He had to go into
You have to find where they're launching the bombs from and, you know, stop them. So purportedly, if you believe the Russian side of things, they're only targeting military targets. And I saw a propaganda video today which purported to show Russian troops addressing Ukrainian people in the streets, telling them, we're not here to harm you. Here's a, you know, you can get out of here this way. If you go that direction, our troops are there. You'll be safe. And, you know, just saying, look, we're not here to attack the people. But then again, Western media is
just terrorizing them and
the
bringing them
opposite.
Out of their homes.
Yeah. While waging the war against the breakaway regions, again, they claim that Kyiv was preparing for an offensive to recapture Donbass, adding that, quote, almost 14,000 civilians, including children, have been killed, unquote, in the conflict. Ukrainian authorities also sought to attack Crimea, which split from the country in 2014 and joined Russia via referendum. Quote, encouraged by the United States and other Western countries, Ukraine was purposefully preparing for a scenario of force, a massacre, and an ethnic cleansing in Donbass. A massive onslaught on Donbass and later Crimea was just a matter of time. However, our armed forces have shattered these plans, Putin said. Ukrainian authorities have openly stated their goal to obtain weapons of mass destruction, namely nuclear bombs, and means of their delivery, said Putin. Given the extremely hostile attitude of Kyiv, such systems would have been used to target Russia once they were ready. Putin also touched upon the Ukrainian biolab network allegations raised by the Russian military amid the offensive. Did you guys hear about these?
Yeah, I heard that supposedly there's biolabs in Ukraine that contain crazy types of, like, way worse than COVID-19.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the ones that don't exist? Oh, wait, they do exist. Oh, please help us protect the biolabs that don't
exist. They That's what started the US... off saying they didn't even exist.
Yeah.
The U.S. people were saying that.
Yeah.
The facilities scattered across the country have allegedly been engaged in biological weapons development with direct support of Washington. The allegations, backed by documents published by the Russian military, have been met with varying degrees of denial from top U.S. officials. Putin said, quote, "There was a network of dozens of laboratories in Ukraine where military biological programs were conducted under the guidance and with the financial support of the Pentagon, including experiments with coronavirus strains, anthrax, cholera, African swine fever, and other deadly diseases."
I saw botulism, which is one of the scariest things.
Yeah, it is.
You know, in times like these, I always trust top U.S. officials.
You shouldn't trust anybody, including Putin, but it's interesting to hear the other side of the story. Mm-hmm. Putin added that now, quote, "frantic attempts," unquote, are underway to conceal the, quote, "traces of these secret programs," unquote. Over the past few years, under the close guidance of their Western handlers, the Kyiv authorities have morphed Ukraine into the anti-Russia, Putin suggested. Now, remember, the allegations are that in 2014, it was the CIA who went into the Ukraine and put in their own people, put in, you know, a U.S.-friendly dictator.
Which is so hard to believe. Why would the CIA do something like that? They would never do anything. That's a sovereign nation. Don't, our CIA would never get involved with their elections.
Yeah, we're in there to help democracy.
The only goal of the incumbent Kyiv, quote, "regime," unquote, is to drag the conflict on for as long as possible, with little regard to the fate of the civilians or destruction that ensues. Putin said, quote, "We are seeing again and again that the Kyiv regime, for which its Western masters have set the task of creating an aggressive anti-Russia, is indifferent to the fate of the people of Ukraine themselves." He said further, "It's also obvious the Western handlers are simply pushing the Kyiv authorities to continue the bloodshed. They are supplied with more and more weaponry batches. They are provided with intelligence. They also receive other assistance, including military advisors and mercenaries." We'll continue here. Your thoughts are welcome. In fact, Matt, you've got some interesting claims about those mercenaries.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're sharing some more excerpts from the Vladimir Putin speech yesterday. We gave you the Western perspective, suggesting he sounds like Stalin, suggesting he's going to start exterminating his own people next, calling him Hitler. Whereas RT is taking out excerpts here that say that the Ukraine situation is basically being put forward by the West, that the Ukrainian government is essentially a puppet of the Western democracies by the United States, NATO, etc., and they're just doing their bidding because, well, the CIA put them into place in 2014 in the first place. Now, he doesn't specifically mention the CIA, but he does say that the regime was put into place. And that's what we're sharing with you here. Also, he references mercenaries, and I do want to talk about that, but we'll just finish this story here before we get into what you've seen, Matt. And I think I saw the same video of a guy who apparently just went over there to join the fight.
Yep.
Sound like an American based on the accent, and we'll say we'll kind of recap what he had to say about his experience so far. But again, the number here is 603-283-6160. So, both Ukrainians from RT.com, Ukrainian authorities and the collective West have exhibited shocking cynicism, according to Putin, offering the ballistic missile strike on the center of Donetsk that occurred on Monday as an example of such behavior. The strike killed at least 20 civilians.
Whose missile was it?
Well, again, allegedly it was the Ukrainians attacking Donetsk with a missile strike in a population center. Now, once again, as I've said, when the Ukrainians are attacked in the non-eastern regions of Ukraine, I always say, well, is it the Ukrainians attacking their own people? How do we know who actually fired that missile?
Right.
And the same thing's true in Donetsk. Was it the Ukrainians who fired the missile, or did the Russians, you know, who knows?
Could be a total third party trying to stir up some snot.
Could be. Quote, they are striking randomly at squares with the fervor of fanatics and the exasperation of the doomed. They are acting like the Nazis did when they tried to drag as many innocent victims as they could to their graves, said Putin, adding that Kyiv had tried to blame the strike on Russia through, quote, blatant lies, unquote. The attitude of the so-called civilized world to the missile strike turned to be, quote, shocking in its extreme cynicism, unquote, as well. The president went on saying further, quote, the European and American press did not even notice this tragedy in Donetsk as if nothing happened, just like they have been hypocritically looking the other way over the past 8 years as mothers buried their children in Donbass, as elderly people were killed. This is simply moral degradation, complete dehumanization. Now, if that narrative is true, if it's true that the Donbass regions declared independence from Ukraine and subsequently have been bombed by the Ukrainian central government gang for the last several years, is that a justification to have foreign military come in and support them with tanks and troops?
I guess it would depend on what kind of deal the Donbass region is making with a foreign country. If they're making deals with them, then I guess there would be some kind of agreement for protection.
Ultimately, the West's desire to maintain its global dominance is the root of the ongoing Ukrainian turmoil, as well as crises in other parts of the globe, says Putin. Quote, today the entire planet has to pay the price for the ambitions of the West, for its attempts by any means to maintain its crumbling dominance, he said. Concerned only with their vested interests and super profits, the Western elites led the world into this current situation through, quote, years of mistakes and short-sighted decisions, unquote. For instance, the impact of the anti-Russian sanctions imposed over the Ukrainian conflict is already being felt by common people in the West, while the elites have been bizarrely trying to blame it on Moscow, Putin noted.
Wow. I mean, the Americans didn't say anything about that in their coverage of this.
Nope. And he's not wrong.
And his final quote here that they share at the RT story, quote, I want ordinary Western people to hear me as well. You are being persistently told that your current difficulties are the result of Russia's hostile actions and that you have to pay from your own pockets for the efforts to counter the alleged Russian threat. All of that is a lie.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And a lot of times...
And how are the average Western people going to hear this when...
They're not.
Then, you know... It's not being reported, and they're being blocked.
Great point.
RT is.
This is coming straight from RT, which, as we discussed in the first hour, is completely blocked in most of the Western world, with the exception of the United States. But even here, again, DirecTV has taken them off the air. They're no longer available on free-to-air satellite. And I presume if they were on any cable systems like Comcast or whatever, they're probably not anymore.
Wow.
I've not seen news about which cable systems were carrying them and or not are not now in the United States. But, you know, the bandwagon effect is very real when it comes to cutting off all things Russia and all people from Russia. And I think that's really the saddest part about what's been happening here is Putin is a scumbag, just like the president and every other dictator and every other, you know, Congress, and they're all bad. There's no doubt about it. But the Russian people are innocent. And now they can't even, you know, if you had a Russian YouTube channel, sorry.
Yep.
If you had that monetized and you were making a little bit of money as a Russian person,
done.
You cannot do that anymore. Now you got to go and get some crappy job at a restaurant, if there's any still open.
Nationalized McDonald's.
Well, no, they didn't. They chose not to do that. McDonald's is just simply closing their stores.
You know what they were considering doing? They're considering getting rid of their, what are the laws called, like copyright laws, and just running McDonald's anyway without the, not copyright laws, it's something else.
Trademark laws.
I don't know if they are going to do that, but that would be the best way.
I mean, everything's in place to do it. The infrastructure is there. The people who know how to do it are there. But during war, supply chains take a beating.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they wanted to, could they?
War is
bad.
Somewhere.
Yeah. War is bad for people. It's bad for economies, which in turn is bad for people and everything. And, you know, the pollution levels of war are insane. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. Nobody should ever go to war.
There was a story actually about the Burger Kings in Russia. Apparently there's 800 stores in Russia and they're a franchise. But Burger King also owns 15%. And Burger King is saying, well, you know, we'd shut them down if we could, but we don't have that in our contract, basically. So Burger King is unable to do what a lot of these other corporations were able to do, which to me, I was amazed when I heard that McDonald's was closing so many stores. My first thought was, aren't a lot of these franchise? How can you just go ahead and tell a franchisee who has paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars every year or whatever a franchise fee costs? I know it's not cheap to start a franchise. I don't know if the ongoing fees are as high as the initial fee or whatever. I don't know how all that works, but it's not cheap, you know, to just be able to have the corporation just walk away from you and say, oh, yeah, we're just going to close everything you just put all this money into. Mm-hmm. And unless every single McDonald's is corporate.
It would make me never want to do business with McDonald's on that kind of level.
Yeah.
Again,
as a business owner, you mean? As a franchisee?
Yeah.
So apparently the Burger King situation is that a corporation cannot stop it, but apparently they're also going to stop supporting the franchisee. So does that mean that the franchisee now has to source their own meat? Because normally you go through the corporation to get your supplies. Mm-hmm. So what?
Maybe it'll be real meat.
Well, I don't know if Burger King's not real meat. I've never heard that allegation.
Well,
about
one time they were in trouble for selling horse meat. Not that that's not real meat, but it's just weird.
Did it taste good?
I don't know.
Just FYI, horse meat is delicious. It is absolutely delicious. I hate saying that, but it's a fact.
I've never had it, at least knowledgeably. I have had ostrich.
Steak is better than a cow steak.
Wow.
I've had an ostrich burger, and it was really good.
Ostrich is delicious,
too. Yeah.
Ostrich is extremely lean. Less fat than chicken, skinless chicken breast. Mm.
Yeah, it was really good. So we're going to get into this mercenary story here as well, because it's kind of an interesting aspect of this. Presumably, people who have wanted to, who felt the call that they want to go help the Ukrainian people, have been showing up. You know, bringing their gun or bringing, you know, whatever equipment that they have, and then put to use.
Yep.
And maybe abuse.
There's people showing up in Ukraine and Russia. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from the Russian side, but I know that as recently as a couple weeks ago and right up until today, I've heard of people not too far removed from my actual circles, some saying they're going to go, I'm going to Ukraine, and other ones saying, I'm going to Russia. You know, it's like, are you guys out of your minds? But the thing is, these are people who've been in wars, and war tourism is a thing. And once you're programmed for war, sometimes it's hard to walk away from war. When you hear about one springing up, you just gotta go. It's like an Allman Brothers concert. Once you've been to one, you gotta keep going to another one, you know?
Yeah, my little brother that's in the Air Force was getting all, I have to go if they tell me I have to go, Bonnie, and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. And my dad, I was complaining about it to my dad, and he was like, you just don't understand the culture. When you're in the military, everybody hypes each other up when there's gonna be a war, and
suckers.
Yeah.
We'll talk about these mercenaries that went over there, or volunteers, or whatever you want to call them, coming up here in hour three.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.